From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Jerry Shario reading Falling Torch by Algis Budrys. Now, let's begin with Falling Torch. Prologue. 2513 A.D. The cortege moved slowly, slowly down the broad white marble esplanade that bent to overhang the inward curving shore of Lake Geneva. Wireman was dead at last. The Alps cup Geneva and its lake in a green valley. The water is blue and cool. The mountains are gray-faced, triangular, hooded with snow that plumes in faint banners at the touch of the high-altitude wind. In the summertime, the lake is dotted with pleasure boats and bounded on three sides by the most fashionable resorts in the human universe. On the fourth side of the lake is the city. It is the capital city of the solar system. Because there was no direct access to the lakeside of the esplanade, except across the paving, and because the police would not permit such a crossing today, every onlooker at Wireman's funeral procession stood with the city rising like a heritage behind him. And he faced not only the parade of mourners and the military bands, not only the whining gun carrier with the flag-draped teak coffin mounted on its turtleback in place of the usual automatic cannon, but also the lake, the mountains, and the April sky. Geneva is white, built so at Wireman's behest. The architecture is modern neoclassic, which the best architects decry with some justice, but which is the closest approach in stainless steel, glass, and planed limestone to that Grecian ideal which has been irrevocably planted in